B-Pod Studios.
Dirty laundry, long weekend.
All right, you'll be sad to hear that this person is not going into politics. We thought he could save the world, but alas, he'd rather play basketball. This is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. But before I get to that, let's talk about what happened Saturday night. Yes, the controversial SNL episode featuring Kim Kardashian, who is famous for being just famous. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were like dunking on her. But she did okay.
So the controversy was that they've gotten this low down that even Kim Kardashian can host the show.
Well, yeah, like a lot of comedians, like, really, what is she, like, it's not like.
What is she famous for?
Yeah.
Generally, it's hosted by entertainers of some kind.
The thing is, she brought it because people watched, like, ratings were up 20%.
Yeah.
So here's part of her monologue. She really doesn't spare a lot of people, which is kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And it's so great to be here tonight. I know. I'm surprised to see me here, too. When they asked, I was like, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time.
Get it?
I mean, actually, I only had that one movie come out, and no one told me it was even premiering. It must have slipped my mom's mind. Oh. I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face. And good hair, and great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons. But the one thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Wow.
Oh, boy. So there's sick burns right there. I mean, you know, kudos to her for making fun of herself.
Yeah, it could have been worse. Yeah.
You're not impressed.
Well-written, well-delivered.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Wow,
so I'll just leave it at that. I didn't watch it.
Ringing endorsement. You didn't watch it? I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
No,
what's up, though?
None night.
Yeah, none night. But she looked good.
There's some
she was wearing an outfit.
Football games I was watching.
Yeah. She's wearing an outfit that, like, just shit, like the gloves, like the whole thing. You put your whole body in it. And the gloves are just part of the top.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know, gets good in COVID, but also gets dirty.
Good for cleaning.
How do you go to the bathroom?
I know. Crazy stuff. Anyway, that crazy cam. And finally, who is sadly not going into politics to save this struggling country?
Who's that?
We thought he could be sort of a superhero.
Okay.
Maybe Batman. George Clooney.
No.
Yep. He's staying out of politics because he wants to have a nice life. Smart. He said he wants to take on fewer projects as he gets older. He turned 60 this year. He wants to focus on doing things he loves while he's healthy, like play basketball and spend time with his wife.
What does your daughter, Lucy, like to say?
Just relax.
Just relax.
Just relax. What do you want to do today, Lucy? Just relax.
Just relax.
Just relax. What do you want to do today, Lucy? Just relax. I love that kid. She's my favorite human.
Yeah, watch out. How did she get like that?
I know, right?
Hey, Lucy, you want to go for a run?
Nope. Just relax.
Okay. Here's Foreigner. 646. Going to be a nice day today, too. 68. Good for Marathon Monday if you want to go run or you want to
just relax.
Just relax.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.